Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Grunge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth to be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Look.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Once again, another Clocks Off production. We used to say Motor City Mafia and all that stuff, but we're going to say it, Grudge World. That's for each and everybody. We just want to let y'all know that the Clocks Off people are trying to get Brother Leroy and all the good things that they got planned to happen and come out and to bring to the people of the grudge world so they can come in and enjoy themselves. Tonight, Uncle Larry's not feeling too swell, so I'm going to have a free fall tonight where everybody can come in, speak their mind, enjoy themselves whatever way they want to, as long as they, you know, they know where to go and where not to go. So, Brother Ed, do we have anybody, Brother Ed, with their hands up, Eddie?
No, ain't no hands up yet. Ain't no hands up yet, Uncle Larry.
Yeah, is anybody on there?
Yeah, we got a few.
Yeah. Well, y'all come on in, y'all. Y'all chime in, man. I'm over to show up. Anyway, whether I feel bad or not, for y'all to come on in and shoot the breeze. Bruh Kid or any of y'all on there, y'all come on in. Hey, Bruh Ed.
Yeah, Uncle Larry.
Yeah, until somebody get ready to come in. Put another cut on for me, Ed.
Anything in particular?
No, anything of your choice. Whatever we got right next to the program.
It's your show, man. Come on with it. You want me to go get family reunion? Or?
That would be a nice one if you feel like it. But if not, you know, then we'll just put something on.
We got time to look forward. Ain't nobody on here that much.
Okay.
You know, Blog Talk kind of messes up tonight.
Yeah, I know.
They put their time up but didn't put ours up. We lost an hour of the show already. Couldn't even come
sir.
In.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but the time was running on us.
Yeah. Already.
Thank you.
Mother
Well. Another Clocks Out production, you all. Again, Larry ain't doing the best over here, but one thing for sure. Trying to get the show in, to get it back in, get the clocks off, back up on the board again. So we can turn around and have that reunion like we used to have in the way that it's supposed to be. Try to make everything real good and real great for 23. Well, those of you all who are able, you know y'all going to do what y'all got to do. But we just want to make sure that we put it out there because Buzz Leroy said he's going to spread the grace all over the place. With that being said, we got anybody out there that want to put their hands up. I'm going to sit back and let it be a free-for-all to anybody that want to come in and speak up or have fun or whatever the case is. The gates are wide open. With that being said, somebody come on in here.
Yeah, they might have got lost in time, Uncle Larry, with the board being set up different from what Blog Talk did. They probably all tried to come in about 8 o'clock our time, and Blog Talk set the show back.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, that's one thing.
Stop saying Uncle Larry.
Uncle
Larry, if I get down. Uncle Larry.
What's up, baby? Yes, what's up?
Big Ed. What's up, baby boy?
What's going on, dog?
Glad to
see
you, back,
man.
Glad to. Yes, sir. Glad to hear old doggone it, doggone it. Uncle Larry done lost some of that bass in his voice. I didn't even know that was him.
How you doing, Willie, dog? How
yes,
you doing,
sir.
Man?
I don't know, man. I'm still thinking about them. What you said, them bass with a patch out their ass. No, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if the show just coming on, that means well, down here it's 10 o'clock. Up there, what, it's 9 o'clock or something up there?
Yeah.
It's kind of late. It's kind of late for the – ain't that an hour later than what it used to be or what?
Yeah,
but that daylight saving times, they throw it in on us, they set the program with that. And when we came in at 8, they started late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they started running the show at 8 o'clock.
Daylight saving time and when it went into effect? This week or tonight or when?
Tonight.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, now, Uncle Larry, like I said, if Big Eddie put out the word that you was going to try to have a show, I don't know if he confirmed it, so maybe that's why ain't that many people might not be on. I don't know, but I said, let me check in because I heard Big Eddie say that shit. But Uncle Larry, I'm just glad to hear your voice that you're back out there, man. You know, everybody almost forgot about you, but old Willie Dog didn't forget about you. Every now and then, I holler your name out every now and then.
I know. I be listening, y'all. I be listening. I may not be on that long, but I be listening. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. You're sounding good, boy. You're sounding good. How your health doing?
Yeah,
you doing pretty good, though?
I'm doing pretty fair, dog. And last week, dog, we had a pretty good one last week. And this week here.
I didn't even know you was on last week. I didn't know you was on last week.
Yeah, last week. I opened it up and let the people come in so they can come in and have some fun and stuff and enjoy themselves. That's it.
Hey, dog, right you don't never right get on. None of my posters, man. But me and you friends on Facebook, I post them.
Yeah, You probably posted on a Willie Jr. See, my Willie Jr. page is kind of dead. You got to post it on a Willie Watson. You got to post it on a Willie Watson now. My Willie Jr. post is dead now. I ain't seen Nam post for Mudbone. I ain't seen Nam post for Mudbone.
All right, I got to go see if I'm with Willie Watson there.
Yeah, Willie Watson. That's, you know, make sure you get the right one. That's going to you'll see me sleeping in the chair. That Willie Watson. There's two Willie Watsons on there. Or three, man, but, you know, good Lord. I read when you get popular a little bit, they try to clone you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's what they sure do.
But now, I was just on the way from the racetrack, and I'm saying, okay, I remember Big Eddie saying something about they might have a show tonight. See, I didn't even know nothing about it last week. I just thought this was going to be the first week.
No. What y'all
do at the track, though?
Man, we was down in Macon down there. We had a damn good time there, Uncle Larry, man. Good shootout. I mean, lots of people. Man, it, you know, get colder, so we had to get it through quick. At least I got out of there quick. They might still be down there, but I done got the hell out of there.
Oh, okay. I know I had asked a couple of people what's up. I had asked a couple of people what something's sort of been going on down there this weekend, but nobody seemed to know, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, well, they had a race down here. They had a race at Macon. They had a race at Orangeburg. I mean, they race down south every week, about three or four different tracks, man. They just got too many races going on, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Got too many races going on, yeah.
Yeah, we friend, we friend Willie Dawg.
Oh, you got some of the Willie Watson? With Willie Watson?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it right now.
You talking about me sleeping in the chair, right? That Willie Watson, right?
Yep. Yeah, with some suspenders on and the top hat.
Yeah,
hey,
well,
funny looking hat.
Yeah, well, Mudbone, I didn't get nothing, Mudbone. I didn't get nothing. If I did, I didn't see.
Wow.
Because you know me.
That also be putting it up. I put it up. Yeah. I put it up two ways. I put it up in my stories and I share it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm like Uncle Larry. Like I said, long time ago when Uncle Larry first come on. And we fellowship and all that, you know. I'm the only one that went out there acting a fool and laughing. And now everybody want a fellowship and everything. So, Uncle Larry, you did a good thing, man. It just took a while for you to get famous with it, man.
Yeah. Well, dog, it was all for the goodness of the people. It wasn't for the goodness of myself. I don't look for no popularity with it, dog. It's just all for, like I said, the goodness of the other people to come in and enjoy themselves.
Right.
You know?
You don't have to look. That's the good thing about it, Uncle Larry. If everybody didn't look for it, it'll be a better world. Everybody see you. We got a lot of people out there to look for this favoritism and popularity and all that. If you just go out there and do it, if you get it, you get it. And if you don't, you don't. And see, I'm in the same way. I don't go looking for it. If it comes, it just comes. You know? But I'm just trying to say, you know, now we go to the track now. These jokers so scared to race. Damn near, all we do is fellowship. So, Big Eddie kept. I keep saying Big Eddie because Big Eddie kept it real with everybody. You know, sometimes he get a little one sided, but he kept it real most of the time, and that's what it's about. That fellowship is the main thing. Even if you don't do no races, at least you can come there and fellowship with some of the guys that you never met face to face and all that good stuff. And it's a good feeling, man. It's a lot of love, man. A lot of love.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about, dog. That's what it's all about. You know, beside the racing, you know. And that's what they didn't kind of seem like they didn't feel back on. So we hoping that they can take them and kind of intermix them together now, you know, and go ahead on and get it going back everywhere, and people get together and do what they do, man, having fun. After that, you know, and it's been one, you know.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm gonna sit back. I don't want to take over the whole show. If anybody else out there, I'm gonna just sit back and. I'm listening. I'm on the highway. I'm mute. I don't know how much road noise I got, but I'm gonna sit back and listen. I'm gonna sit back and listen, brother. But just glad to have you.
Yeah.
There, just glad to have you there.
Hey,
yeah.
Dog.
Yes, sir.
I done went on one of your pages, man, and fell in love, man. I see you got these guys got fresh skins, man, in the wagon, man. Bring that wagon up here.
Hey. We got a whole lot of stuff going on that you don't know about. A whole lot of stuff going on that you don't know about.
I'll be trying to cook them things myself up here, man, when I get a chance, man.
Yeah, some of them skin.
Yeah, man.
Man, we got everything down there. Skins, boiled peanuts. Man, I just had some pork chops that they was falling off the bone. A guy was cooking on a little old grill like the Trigger Man had. They were falling off the bone, man.
Oh, man. Man, I got to see if this dude do mail orders, man. I talked to him.
Yeah, we didn't start. Trigger Man had his first ass cut down there. He had some of his had people down there cooking, man. It was just like grandma cooking, boy. All I can say, it was like grandma cooking. Uncle Larry, you know how grandma used to cook now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, we got a hand up, man. You know who that is.
Uh-oh.
World famous.
Goddamn pedigree. Y'all got a pedigree on him.
It
got to
be kid. Hey, it got to be kid. That's right.
Nah, this is super co-host right here. Goddamn kid.
I know it be kid, yeah.
Oh.
Goddamn pedigree.
That's right. That's me. Canine. Genuine, baby.
That's all right.
What up, dog? What up, Larry? What
up, man? I'm in that net. Ain't nothing. I'm gonna put him in that net, kid. And I'm the dog catcher.
I've been kind of leaving y'all alone now. I ain't been in nasty with y'all as I could now. I've been kind of left y'all alone now. I'm gonna wait. So for your Uncle Larry back now. So that means I don't want to have to come in there and skin Leroy ass now. I'm trying to be nice.
Oh man. Well, I need a help, man, because everybody else that's supposed to have been, quote-unquote, clocks off with their shows, then gave clocks off up. So I told Uncle Larry, I'm the only one out here that's trying to keep the name alive, the little organization we got. So Uncle Larry said, I said, man, why don't you come on try it again, man? Let's do this. And he said, all right, man, I'll give it a shot. I said, the people love you, man. They miss you. Come on back. I said, they don't want to talk to me. I ain't nobody. But I don't want to hurt nobody.
It ain't a matter of you being somebody. It's just a matter of you opening it up for the people to have some stress release and just something to talk about and shoot the breeze with, man.
Yeah, man, but they don't like to come on our shows too much, man. So we get where we can and we do what we can
passing on. Do like I do. Open it up. I stay on there 10 or 15 minutes. They don't want to participate. I'm gone. I'm
gone. Yeah, I gave it a shot last night. Wasn't nothing happening. I had to get up out of there.
Yeah. Well, you know, we was getting ready for the races and all that. You know, I'll be on there. You know, I always be on there. Like I said, I don't like to really come on the shows because, you know, I like to talk and I don't want to take attention from other people that might want to get on some of these shows. So that's why I don't like to come on there. When I come on there, I like to act a fool, you know. But I don't want to take over the show.
Oh, yeah.
I try to.
Oh,
sit
yeah.
Back and, you know, sit back and listen.
But, you ain't got to do
that. I feel real good, man. Just hearing you, Uncle Larry. That made me feel, I feel real good now just hearing you, brother. I mean, like Big Eddie said, I miss you, brother. I miss you. You know, we can fight and all, but that's part of family fight. Ain't that wrong? Family fight.
I miss you.
I miss you too, dog. Who that said that? That sound like somebody. That sound like a damn little girl there. Who was that?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, who was you too, dog? Who was that, man? Who was that? That Leroy? Oh, yeah. That Leroy. You know, I always love you, but now since you done started racing, I gotta talk race talk. I'm ready to knock a patch out your ass.
Damn.
That was Uncle Larry said, kid. All these bales walk around here, but some of them got a patch knocked out their ass.
Hey, dog.
You.
I'm gonna let you and Eddie work that out. And if Ed say he got to catch you, then that's your
ass. Well, see, the thing about it, I really ain't at Eddie personally because I know Eddie kind of, you know, it's kind of sickly. So, but that old damn car he got.
What the hell that got to do with racing, man? I ain't in the car.
That's what I'm just gonna say. As long as I whip the car ass, I ain't got to worry about Eddie, because Eddie ain't going to do it but talk shit anyway. He ain't going to bust a grape on a fruit fight.
Right, bro. Well, hey, if Eddie tell me dog head got the roll, we're going to knock your shit across the street.
Well, Eddie ain't got to tell you. Pretend like he said it. I come to you. You ain't even got to come down here. I come up there.
June 17th.
June 17th, y'all. You know him already. Automatically, but that's wheelchair race. Y'all have them on the same thing.
Okay, well, we're going to work it out. We're going to try to come closer your way then. We're going to figure it out.
All one way or the other, I got to stop that mud bone shit between him and Lowrider. I get tired of them with no racing done and don't mess with me. I get tired of both of them, man. Get, Brother D get on there with that guy, Lowrider shit. He ain't even got the bushes cut out of his damn car yet.
Oh, man.
We're gonna pray for the brother.
I just thought about something. Y'all went down to Florida and tricked those dumbass, Bodie. Y'all went out there and tricked his dumbass, and he didn't know what was going on. But guess what? Next month or next week, they're gonna be down this way at Donaldson. So y'all might can come on down here and get it on again. That way I can kill two birds with one stone.
You say trick his dumb ass again, huh?
Trick his dumb ass again.
I'm thinking about letting you pay for the paint job.
Well, hold up. I know damn well Lowrider been sitting out there in them weeds. I know it needs a paint job.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna let you pay for the paint job, my brother. You know, a friend of mine told me a long time ago. Osa told me, he said, "Boy, he said when you whoop your friends, they make better friends." And he beat me twice in 1 week, and we the best of friends.
Brother D, you did the right thing. But look here, I got a special request. Let me hold up, Brother D.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Uncle Larry, can I do a special request? All jokes aside, I got a special request. I want Brother D to do a prayer, a little short prayer. It said we welcome Uncle Larry back. At least I do. I'm glad he's back, man. I hope he got good health and everything. Brother D, if you would, do a special prayer for me, a short one. Just to say, I'm glad that Uncle Larry back, man. I'm serious business.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's one thing we could always do there. That is welcome my brother back home. I'm like you. We're glad to have him back. So we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to have each and one that's listening. Bow your heads and give God your heart. Give him your ear. Pray along with me as we pray. Father God, we come to you this evening. So we stop by the throne of grace just to tell you thank you, Lord. So we want to thank you for what you've already done and what you're about to do. We thank you, Father, how you've kept keeping us and just steady blessing us and giving us good health and strength, allowing us to come together once more again in fellowship, you one with another. And now, Lord, we want to tell you thank you for allowing one of our brothers to make it back home. We like to call him Mr. Fellowship, Uncle Larry himself. He's been gone for a minute, but through your grace and your mercy, you've allowed him to have the strength to come back and open his show back up again. And we thank you, Father. We ask that you would bless the race, that they would come in and, as he said, fellowship with them, as he fellowship with us. We know that you love him, Lord. We ask that you continue to keep him, continue to guide him. And above all, Father, continue to love on him, give him good health and strength, that he will be able to continue to do what he loved to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. With our hearts, say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say one more thing. We know a lot of people might not like it, but some people do. They said prayer does work, but
prayer changes things.
But it ain't gonna keep me off Leroy's ass.
Hold on, dog. I got one for him after the prayer, man.
All right.
I'm through, man. All right, I'm through. Yeah, what's up, bro? We're going to put that beard on you, dog. If I can walk through that city so bright. right and fair. Oh, 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 love. There'll probably be a thousand things I wanna tell the Lord. Oh, that day. You know, millions didn't make it. I was one of the ones who did. Millions, they didn't make it. Oh, Jesus. I was one of the ones.
Dog told me, he said, it ain't that you didn't win, you didn't whoop me the right way. He ain't satisfied. He got to be satisfied. Mixed racing.
Well, dog will be. He will strictly be saying he's satisfied.
Oh yeah. Once I get a hold to him, I'm gonna satisfy. He ain't gonna stop that beard get a hold to him. That's gonna. You know, see, look, when you whoop him, it ain't gonna be as bad because it's a Chevrolet on Chevrolet. But when that beard whoop him, he gonna be satisfied then. When that beard get a hold to him, he gonna really be satisfied. He gonna be like, why
oh,
did
man,
I just learn how to
sanctified?
He gonna be sanctified when that beard get a hold to him.
Oh, man. I heard
that. He gonna be just like this country western song I used to go around playing. My man said, she got the gold mine, I got the shaft. See, he gonna get the shaft, I'm gonna get the gold mine.
I heard that.
He go to me yet. I done begged him.
I'm over here shaking. I'm so nervous. I'm shaking.
Yeah. Got wheelchair out there talking crazy. Don't get that big everything and race it. And they going to pay for the car to come down there. Oh, they been talking real jazzy. They been talking real jazzy. But, you know,
oh, I'm quite sure Eddie will take that everything and race it too.
They make
oh, he
done
already got lucky
him.
And tricked somebody already. He done tricked voting them. You can't trick them. I think Bodie
blows the tires or something, so that wasn't no fair race.
Nah, you can't
yeah.
fool us.
Yeah.
You can't fool us.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll fall back in the bushes then until we can knock your head off, dog.
Well, You don't got the easy part done talking about it.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, back in the bushes I go till we fight again. We'll fight first time or whatever.
Right on. All right,
yes,
y'all get on back
yes,
to the
sir.
Program. Y'all get on back to the program. I started this trouble. Somebody else can finish it.
Uh oh.
Hey, dog. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where all our Chicago brothers at, man? I don't know where the Chicago brothers at.
Hey, remember we had a show about it. Everybody worried about why they don't get no credit or why don't nobody say nothing about them. They on their own damn show
mm-hmm.
won't even talk. On their own show won't even talk.
That's right.
But you know what, though? In their defense, though, I mean, it should be known by now, but a lot of them got to get back used to Uncle Larry's show being back on. You know, sometimes we slow
down. If I had said Brother D was out there on the corner getting jumped on, everybody from Chicago would have heard about it.
Well, that's why I said, dog, mm-hmm. dog, they didn't hear about it. No, they done heard about it. I'm just saying sometimes we just be slow to react. They done heard about it. You know, we look for it to know us, so we know they heard it. They just slow to react.
We had more people on here last week than we do from Chicago than we do this week. And then on my show last night, it was a lot of people on there, but ain't nobody hit the one button. Shit, I had to shut it down.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all something that's wrong with these talk shows, though. And once I say this, you're going to have to accept it as the truth because it's the truth. These morning shows, you know, like everything in life has a course, a purpose, a destination, and a time. Even the good book said there's a time and a place for all things. These morning shows, everybody got a morning show now. Everybody got their own morning show. And
I know.
There's only so much talking you can do in the run of a day. So they don't go a lot of time. They just been talked out. They stay on these morning shows so long.
That is the truth, Brother D. But if they can devote time for the morning shows, if we got blog talk shows, they can devote time for that too. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah, they should. They definitely should. I agree with you 100%. But, you know, I'm just saying this is one of the main things that I find wrong. And then Jimmy,
now, what get me, though, the guys from up north always complaining, we don't get no recognition. We don't get this here. Shit, you don't even come on your own damn show and recognize.
Nine times out of ten, dog, is that they get on the phone at 6 o'clock in the morning and about.
Well, that was Brother DJ said,
o'clock,
but my point is, if we be on there with them to help they show out the morning show, they come out and help our night shows out. The same way we hit the
right,
morning show.
But they stay up all day, and what they do is they try to make their day go back with the morning show. You feel what I'm saying? And then when you do got a good topic or good something to say on the phone and stuff like that, you got good reputation with good stuff, guess what they do? They fall asleep. Then you don't hear them.
All right,
that
y'all keep making
the
scene.
That ain't in the way.
We got something good going on right now. We're talking about that big hip booth, that doggone mud bowl, Big Red.
I gotta apologize. They ain't on now because y'all talking fiction.
This is going to be 40 premier cars, dog, in the field. I tell you.
Y'all talking pictures and you talking about,
right there,
about you talking about Mudbone or a low rider. Now, I got a text the other night.
Red, my brother, Padre.
I got a text the other night that low rider going to surprise some people, but shit. He's going to probably surprise the owner before he surprised me. I ain't getting no credit, no props to Ned till I see something.
It can't run, Freddy. It's hard to deal with.
Yeah, man. All I gotta say, we got a show, man. Ain't nothing else to say. Ain't nothing else to talk about. We got a show.
Let me see what my secret informant said. I got a secret informant. Oh, he laughing too though. Oh, my secret informant laughing on that one. But he the one told me that lowrider was going to be something. He was going to surprise somebody. Shit, the only somebody he's going to surprise is probably his brother D. He's going to be surprised.
I love it. He's going to learn the hard way, Big Ed. He's going to learn the hard way. So. That's why I keep telling you, boy, you hook your friends, they make better friends. See, when you get a hold to him, you and brother Tim, my brother Pat Joe, they gonna somewhat expect.
Oh, so y'all didn't want Dr. Pat Joe to be? Y'all talking about Dr. Pat Joe too?
Yeah. Pat Joe probably the king. Brother, he probably the king.
That's why
we was adopted. We were four amigos. The four amigos that they said not racist. Anyone's gonna surf.
The four not racist. Don't call them amigos. The four not racist.
Four amigos.
The four not racist knows.
We all set the racing world in real show here.
I'm 100% behind you, dog.
I'm about to call it. If I
can't show you nothing, I ain't talking no more bullshit, man. I'm 100% behind you.
Well, you ought to stick a sock in your mouth, then.
I ain't got to, man. I got control, man. I don't need no switches or no bitches. I got control of my mouth, man.
It's just a matter of time before he get what he got, who you're not looking for. I'm trying to tell him, bro. One thing about it, when he get it, he can't say I didn't forewarn him.
I'll be the first one to say I should have shut up.
That's all.
Yes, sir.
I'll be the first one to say it, but I doubt if I'll be saying that anytime soon.
The four amigos is coming. They're coming. They head hunting when they're coming, dog. They're head hunting.
Yeah, they're going to be head hunting. They're just trying to figure out where the hell they head at.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Real spiel, right? Don't get your shit knocked across the street, man. They trying to knock your shit across the street, man.
Hey, baby boy, I'm talking to a
they
man.
They trying to knock your shit across the street, man. On the rear,
I ain't talking
man.
To no kids. It's past your bedtime, boy. Go play with yourself.
No, hell no.
It's past
your bedtime,
I is,
boy.
I is. I
got time to talk. I ain't got time to talk to nobody, bad ass kid. You somebody bad ass kid. Go set your ass down somewhere.
No, I'm sitting down. I'm sitting down right now. Don't get your shit knocked back.
You done stole your motorcycle, so shut up. Go set your ass in the corner and get that pipe you've been smoking on. You done stole your motorcycle. This shit gone. Let me talk to the rest of these people here that ain't sold their shit to. You done stole your shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He sold the motorcycle dog.
It's shitty. My winner said he wasn't racing nobody. Should have been sold that weak motherfucker. Y'all got me cussing. I said I wasn't cussing. Y'all done started making me cuss now. With baby. Got baby on there talking shit. No damn way. He ain't got no business talking at all.
I gotta mess with you, dog. They head hunting, man. You heard what that man said? They head hunting. They chopping shit off, man. Knocking shit.
We got enough people.
All this shit.
We got enough
man,
people
get
talking.
Get the fuck out the way, man.
We got enough people talking. Let somebody do some action on there. We get tired of all the talk. There's been enough fucking talking. God damn, everybody don't be talking. You're tired of hearing the talking part of this. Then your ass come on there talking, and you ain't got a car, a motorcycle, or some.
And I ain't looking to have none of that shit.
What you hit the one button for? What contribution did you do?
I'm trying to keep you safe. I'm trying to keep you safe, man. God damn.
Keep me safe. I'm
trying to help you.
I don't need you.
I'm trying to help you out. And you don't sit around here, God damn it. I'm saying something different.
If I need you help, I'll call Red Cross, boy. I'm going on mute now, cause when y'all start talking like that, I get out of hand now. I'm going on mute for a minute, cause I start getting out of hand. What the name of them Franks with that kid? Them Brockworths or whatever the hell y'all. Them Walton Lions or whatever the hell y'all call.
Scott Peterson.
What the name of them? Yeah, Scott Peterson. Yeah. When I get a Scott Peterson suck on here. I get out of hand. You know, baby don't bite Scott Peters. He swallows them.
Oh,
but
man.
You know, bro, Tim going to run that big hip hook back at you.
Hey, man, look here, man. Like I said, I repeat. Every name you done called, put them all together. In the last 5 years, they ain't had two races. I'm going on mute.
I'm trying to warn you ahead of time, dog.
Man, how you know what's going on up here up north, goddamn it, Willie, dog?
Skin. Stay out of this shit. At least you raising skin, so stay out of this shit.
I'm trying to forewarn the man in advance. He won't listen, ball head. He won't listen. You hard headed, man.
What you forewarn?
Trying to forewarn about these cars. He said he's going to never surface. And told these four amigos is coming back to upset the world.
You got Low Rider, Mudbone, you got Tim House.
Big Red, and
Pine Joe. Put all four of them together in the last five years, they ain't had five races.
Come on.
Damn.
Oh, man. Come on, dog. Well, I can't confirm it, you know.
Tell them, Skin, I was out there last week with y'all.
Thank you, Skin.
I wanted to do it before you did it, dog.
All right, I'm back. What I missed, dog.
Hey, Brad D.
Yeah, what you saying now?
Ask Skin, I was out there with her last week. I said you were, but you didn't do no racing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Skid, I mean, man,
Skid,
I'm over here. Where you at?
Skid, you better watch out. They're going to buy you. They're going to buy you from up north. They're going to buy you.
Hey, they put me
dog.
Out the White House with it, dog.
We fully understand, dog. We understand, dog, that we haven't been racing. That's why we're making a major comeback. We're making a major comeback, dog. Yeah, we're making a major comeback. And we're going to upset the world.
No, if y'all come back, y'all going to have to race every weekend.
Do you see what Ali said when he whooped that boy? When he whooped Joey Form, what did he say? He said, I shook up the world. See, we coming back to upset the world, dog. We're going to upset the world, racing. The four amigos, I'm going to have my shirt made up. I think I'm going to call my print shop tomorrow and tell them to put on about 200 shirts. They should sell out real fast.
Hey, Brother D.
The four amigos.
When Muhammad,
yes, sir.
Hey, Brother D. When Muhammad Ali say shook up the world, how many people was in the ring with him besides Foreman?
That wasn't even saying. Listen,
oh,
that
man.
Saying, listen at.
Nobody but Foreman and the referee. But which one you is? Yeah. Which one you is?
Okay. I'm gonna say it again. When you beat your friend, they make better friends. I just don't forget that. I keep warning them, bald head. I keep trying to warn him. He won't listen. He just refuses to listen. He's hard-headed, bald head. He's hard-headed. I done tried to talk to him and tried to warn this gentleman.
Hey, but
he won't listen.
Shit. The only way that somebody going to listen is you show and prove.
You
show
got
and prove.
Yeah.
You
got to whoop him. Yeah. Hey, you got to whoop him. And what keep saying
to whoop them or whoop somebody? You ain't got to just whoop them. You got to whoop somebody.
Well,
see,
they're going to run you from up north, Skin, telling all them truths, then. Skin, you got to stop telling the truth.
Yeah, the dog ain't going to stop. See, some people, you can whoop somebody, and they'll leave you alone.
Hold on. I'm going to take from my secret. Hold on. I'm going to take from my informant.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord. They said, hold up. They said, will it be the four amigos or the four stooges?
Oh,
damn.
Lord.
Oh, man. Hey, dog, you can put a name on it. Who text you now? You can put a name on it now, dog.
Okay.
I ain't going to tell you.
I ain't going to tell you, because the cab texted me that, man. I ain't gonna tell you, Cal.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Not Cal.
Hey,
Big Eddie.
I need you to send me a picture of your car, too, Big Eddie. Hey, send me a picture of your car, because I'm going to have them four put on the T-shirt. The four amigos.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. So all four of them.
Uh-oh, bro, Diesel. I take it you with mud on them now. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's,
man.
It's the four horsemen. You know, we the four horsemen. See, It's Low Rider, Mudbone, it's Big Red, and it's the Pipe Shop with this big hip boot. You know, they always have a gun and not grind.
Right now, they're the four stooges.
Oh, man.
They'll be the four husbands when they come out of town with it.
Hey, bald head, you see what he's doing? See, he's doing the same thing Ernest Shavers did. Every time Ali would hit Undershaven, he said, "What's my name?" He kept saying Cassius Clay. "What's my name?" He kept saying Cassius Clay. Ali kept on whooping on him.
Oh, yeah.
See, I keep telling him the four amigos. He keep hollering about the four stooges, right? See, that's what you got to whoop on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to beat him out of them. You got to beat him out of them. The four amigos, the four horsemen, and all that shit. You
got
to beat
it. That's right. You got to beat him out of them. You know, dog hard-headed. He a hard-headed on scouts now. Yes, sir. You got to whoop him.
Hey, I ain't got
like
to whoop him.
Cal to the cow. I ain't never put a good whoop him. He'll be all right. Once he gets that good whoop him, he's going
to
be fine.
He ain't by himself now. Y'all going to have to whoop a lot of fucking ass.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hey,
you take him.
Hold on, Skid. Skim and tell the truth, I gotta stop it. Uh-oh, Skim, like you said, they just gotta whoop somebody.
Not somebody.
They gonna whoop you. I said they gonna have to whoop a lot.
Not I'm gonna kill nobody.
Take them one at a time, ball. Nah, here, one at a time. That's all you got to do. See, that's how you get to the top.
Uncle Larry probably whoop somebody for y'all will. You know Uncle Larry whoop somebody.
God almighty.
Come hey, on, dog. Man, hey, dog. Whenever we whoop somebody, Uncle Larry whoop somebody. He with us.
Big Eddie, all y'all doing is talking. Y'all ain't got no defense. Y'all ain't running. Y'all ain't racing.
Oh, just man. Not talking loud and saying nothing.
Uncle Larry, tell him, man. Tell him, Uncle Larry. Clock on notice. For life.
This ship coming to the end, though. This ship coming to shore real fast, though.
I hear goddamn Uncle Larry.
Chuck just texted me. He said, I hate to break up all these friendships. I don't know what he mean by that. Chuck said he hate to break up all these friendships.
Oh, man.
Chuck
called me yesterday, man, talking about something. Hey, man, we ain't got to race each other and all that kind of shit, man. So I ain't saying
Chuck,
man.
Like
he
that.
Still
don't
get it
right.
When we kept
Chuck
him at the track.
Like
you ain't talking about scandal,
man.
Chuck, are you?
No,
yeah,
you know,
man.
Chuck ain't saying no shit like that. You know Chuck ain't saying no shit like that, kid. You know damn well Chuck ain't saying no shit like that to them.
Vic
Eddie
said it. He hadn't said it. Vic Eddie said he said
that's
it.
Right. That's right.
He said it was going to be racing.
He ain't racing nobody this year. Talk about
hey, man.
He said, put all y'all together. Hey, man, one of y'all ain't got one race this year. If you put all four of y'all together.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, dog, you got to understand, our racing season hasn't started yet up here.
Why don't you be quiet then?
Well, you know, we would be quiet, dog. We got to keep you fired up, and we can make you go and go. See, we don't want
hey,
you to relax.
Hey, sir. All y'all got to do, yeah, I come and race y'all in the snow. I come race y'all in the snow.
Definitely, we want to keep you fired up. That's all. We want to keep you fired up.
I want to show y'all ain't nothing but mouth.
You get locked.
Brother D car in the shop. Mudbone ain't racing. What his name is? My homeboy.
Pajot
doing the same thing. He ain't racing. So
Leroy just told you that.
I ain't never seen a man take 6 months to put a shift in a car.
Oh, God.
It took him 5 months to get the shift. You know, a lot of stuff on backlog now.
To put a damn shift in the car. Hey, Skin! What's Skin at? The Skin tell me to shut up on my shift. Skin! Hey, Ballhead! Skin over there talking to that damn punk.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, man.
I've been in a nursing home for 5 months, man. How the hell I'm going to put a shift in the car?
You ain't going to put it in no bad way. Okay,
you've
been in a nursing home 5 months. You should have stayed till you ought to go check your ass back in. Shit, go. At least you can have an excuse when Brother D talking that dumb shit. At least you can say, well, I was in a nursing home. I couldn't get out. You got an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brother D ain't got no excuse. Hodger ain't got no excuse.
I'm back.
Who else? Hey, Skin.
Yeah, I'm back.
You the only somebody that can make me shut up if I'm wrong. Now, it took them 6 months to try to get a shift to put in the car. You got an automatic shift in your car, Skin?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'll be quiet then. Damn. I finna say Skid ain't got no damn shift, no automatic shift. He be goddamn punching them gears and damn shit. I'm sorry,
hey,
I'll be quiet.
No, I got automatic. Because I got them cars that, I mean, they're brand new cars. So, you know, they shift
oh.
Right on by the computer.
Oh, okay then. All right, I ain't got to be quiet then.
Right.
Yeah,
If I get in Ruby Red, I got to shift that motherfucker. I ain't got no automatic
shift
on that.
Okay, no problem. All right. Keenan took your excuse from
me. Or G.I. Joe. I got to shift them race cars. Because they on horsepower anyway, so it's easy anyway.
All right, Eddie. He done took your excuse from me, Eddie. I'm sorry.
He's scared.
Yeah.
How can I put the automatic shift in, man, from the nursing home, man? How can I put it in? I've been in the nursing home for five months,
somebody
man.
Put it in. You can't put it in.
Steve, you probably couldn't put it in before you get in the nursing home. Hey, Big Eddie, get your ass back into the nursing home.
Big Eddie. Big Eddie.
Yeah. What
Chuck,
up, kid?
Chuck just texted me and said you weren't going to put it in no way.
Damn sure was.
Is that what he said?
Somebody else going to put
it in. Who's going to put it in?
Chuck
might have
came over there and put it in. Chuck would have came and put it in.
Let me tell a dog something, guys.
That's just like giving Chuck a gun, something to shoot himself in the head.
Come on, Chuck, though, he don't want none of the mother bone. And, dog, let me inform you, dog, before you say anything else, dog, out of line, just know the four amigos I own, dog. The four amigos I own.
Mm-hmm.
And you still ain't raised nobody.
You got all four amigos is on the show.
Put them all together and let me know they got one raise. I just want one raise.
One thing the fourth of me can say is ain't nobody on the dog show, the chemo show, or whoever show can beat that 69 Chevelle.
Hold it. Hey, will you be quiet, Debbie? Let me talk. The 69 Chevelle is down here in Alabama. It ain't raining. It ain't snowing. What the fuck you waiting on?
Oh, ooh, man.
Hey, what are you going to run, Seth, though? You going
to
run Seth?
Now, me? Who talking to him? I go to his ass tomorrow, the next day, or the day after that. I'm ready to go to his ass. Wherever he tell me to come at, I go. He in Alabama.
We trying to save you, dog. Hey, man, I want you to take this.
Oh, okay. Well, see, homeboy, I don't know why you jumped into that dumbass shit with them dummies. Mudbone ain't did shit. Lowrider ain't did shit. And goddamn it, Big Ten ain't did shit. Why you just
Why would you bring his name up at first and now you change your mind?
He just said he wasn't looking for me, and I can respect it. That's my homeboy. I didn't want to do it to him, but if he jump over there with y'all dumbasses, I'm going to have to do it to him.
Just because we're not looking for you don't mean we won't go to that booth now, though. We're just not looking for you. I asked my brother not to whip on you, you know.
Why dog cussing like that?
I said I wouldn't cuss on my show, you dumb bitch.
And that's what he said. I told y'all when I come on other people's shows, I get stupid.
I get especially stupid. And a dumb motherfucker come on here and ain't gonna raise shit. I'm talking about baby. Ain't gonna raise shit. Ain't got shit.
Lord,
ain't
got
no fucking shit.
Baby, would you be quiet?
That's what gets me scared. I can mess with somebody. You know, baby sold his ragged ass motorcycle to somebody.
Oh man!
He claimed he still got me. You told me you won't cuss me out. Now you gonna cuss me out? Because you won't shut the fuck up.
Won't you shut the fuck up?
God damn! cussed me out.
Hey, maybe. Nobody cussed you out because you ain't got no race car.
I didn't really want to say that, kid, because I don't like to do this, but
he
ain't got no fucking race car, and you can't even speak for one, so shut the fuck up.
Damn.
Oh,
shit.
Damn.
Hey,
I want to thank Ty Joe for coming on the show, man. I never heard of Ty Joe on the Fox Talk show.
Shut the fuck up, Eddie, when grown folks talk, and shut the... What drop top you see?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm on me.
The drop top that I whoop is homie drop top.
Yeah, we got drop top with no cage in it. You got anything with no cage in it?
Take that no cage shit, it won't hurt your ass when you stick it up your ass.
You ain't got no cage.
Damn.
You ain't got no cage, and get your stinking ass.
Hey, Willie Dog,
I want you to get in my car. I want you to get in my car, Willie Dog.
Kid, that no cage shit is that don't bother me. You over there, I get in the car and beat the fuck out you, boy.
Uh-oh. It ain't got no cage either.
Now, what you got to say? Now what you got to say, you goat mouth motherfucker?
Damn. You can call, hey, dog, you can call me whatever.
All you
got
to do, dog, is hold on to the standing wheel.
You can call me whatever you want to call me.
Can I play the CD in that skin? Can I play the radio?
Yeah, no, ain't no CD, but you can play the radio. It got XM and all that old shit, you know.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Sirius.
I'm good to go then.
Yeah,
Sirius.
Yeah, you know them new cars, they don't come with no
CD. I know. Yeah, put on Channel 49 for me, kid. Put on Channel 49 for me.
You heard what Uncle Leroy just told you. They trying to knock your shit back. They trying to knock
there you go.
Across
the street. There you go, talking about
so,
what they going to do. What the fuck not? They going to do? What not going to do?
I don't want to hear none of that shit. It's grown man shit. So be a grown motherfucker man.
Okay,
and
if it's
grown
man
grown
shit, what the hell you doing on the
get
end?
If
it's grown
knocked,
man shit.
Get your shit knocked across the motherfucking street, nigga. We don't want to hear none of that shit.
Hey, baby, y'all let this calm, y'all let this calm drinking motherfucker, this calm drinking motherfucker.
Damn, I got to get dog my car now.
Man, he hard on us, man. He just hard on us.
Wow, I got to get Willie dog my car now.
God,
that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. You heard what he said. If he point his elbow in your way, I got to go to your ass. If he point his elbow in your way.
What do you want to do? Nope.
Well, shut the fuck up.
That was my gamble.
Well, shut up, boy.
But you picking on Willie Dog. You know he ain't got no. You know Willie Dog ain't got no daily driver.
No. How the fuck Willie Dog gonna sit up here and goddamn try to draw me with you?
He didn't draw me with you.
I didn't draw you first.
You just put yourself in my camp, baby.
I had
to.
Cause he a hoe.
Hey. You told me you was gonna bring your fee and shit.
No,
you know it's a monthly fee to be in Camp 18.
I tell you what I'm gonna do. Hold up, baby, let me talk to you, baby. I'm gonna tell you what I do. I'm going to pull my car up there. I'm going to unhook the tow truck and run you with the tow truck. It ain't got no cage in it, bitch.
Damn.
I'll do that. You saying some dumb shit.
We in my money then, sissy. I'm trying to figure out how that dumb, baby.
Send the money. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
No, he didn't say that. He said win his money.
win my money, sissy.
I thought you said sensible.
I was told my race car that I race up there just in case one of these other big mouth motherfuckers said something. And I unhook it and race you with my tow truck. And unhooking it, run you with my tow truck, bitch.
Well, why you ain't talking? Damn. Why you talking tough to me? Why you talking tough to me? And then
because you open your mouth to me. I don't even. You open your mouth to me.
Dude
boy ass nigga.
You ain't respond back.
You open your mouth to me, you dude boy nigga. You do boy,
sit down and listen
to the show, bitch.
I take everything in a grain of salt. I don't.
Take that grain of salt and put it on your ass when I put blisters on it.
Don't
put that grain of salt up your ass. Put that grain of salt up your ass.
Man, well, guess what?
Hey,
Leroy.
Hey, dog, listen to that nasty motherfucker. He said, don't get mad at him because he suck balls.
Oh,
no,
man.
He don't fuck no balls. That motherfucker sucks dick.
He
sucks dick.
I suck dick, nigga. I suck balls.
He sucks dick.
You can't suck balls.
Hey, I tell you what, baby. I tell you what. I'll leave you alone if you do me one favor, baby. Do me one favor. Tell me how to get that dick taste out your mouth. How you get that dick taste out your mouth?
My.
Hey, dog, your ass dumb to the wrong horse. I'm listening to Jesus.
Have to keep going until you get
ain't nothing wrong with having a little fun. Ain't nothing wrong with it, Jack.
But, baby, you for real talking about you suck balls.
No, the man got them to say, Madman say he suck dick. What the fuck?
Okay. Y'all need to take that gay shit somewhere else, man.
So Madman sucks dick and you suck balls. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So since he came out the closet, you came on out with him, huh?
Yeah, Madman.
Come on, scared.
So you mean to tell me Jeremiah turned you boys out? He come
man,
out first.
Jeremiah, I don't want to be around Jeremiah. No.
Everybody knows Jeremiah.
He do the same thing you do.
Jeremiah is a certified.
Hey, Skin. Hey, you go again. Now you should have get me back on that boy ass, man. I just got a text
from my undercover man. My undercover man that started smoking dope too. He sent me a text that Low Rider gonna be Grudge Race of the Year. Damn. He done started smoking dope. Damn. My undercover buddy done started smoking dope. I ain't got no more friends, man. God. He said Low Rider gonna be Grudge Race of the Year, man. Oh. He ain't smoking no dope. He's smoking that fentanyl or that fentanyl, whatever the hell you call that shit. That fentanyl. Yeah. Lord, I'm mercy, y'all. See, I told y'all I was trying to be nice. I done got home. I'm tired of shit. Y'all making me act a damn fool tonight. I didn't want to act no fool tonight. I come on here to bless Uncle Larry and Daddy to hear Uncle Larry back. And I got to hear this faggot-ass baby with his 2-foot-tall-ass, dick-sucking, ball-sucking bitch-ass. That baby is
I don't suck dick. I don't suck dick. I suck balls, motherfucker. Get it right.
Damn.
Get that shit right.
Well.
And you cussing. You cussing all over the place.
Well, I ain't say I wasn't going to cuss. I just wasn't going to cuss at certain places. I cut out on my cousin. I make up for it.
Hey, dog, I love fucking with you because you have clean fun. You ain't no wrong with having clean fun.
Right on. Y'all leave me alone. I'm going on mute, man. I'm going on mute for a minute, man. I'm tired. Big Eddie. Big Eddie, go sit on a Steve Worth. What the name of that shit is, kid? Steven Worth.
Scott Peterson.
Damn, dog. What did I do, man?
Peterson.
I ain't saying nothing.
That's right. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing shit, so that you ought to shut the fuck up along with baby.
I ain't saying nothing, dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you said something.
Motherfucker.
I apologize if you thought I said something, man. I apologize.
No, don't start trying to be nice. I ain't finna take no pity on your ass. Don't be nice.
I'm a nice motherfucker, man. I'm nice all the time, man.
Yeah. Well, I'ma still stick that Scott Peterson up your ass.
God almighty.
Yeah. I ain't got but one friend. I ain't gonna see who he is.
I ain't doing no talking at your dog till I'm able to corner your ass. I ain't doing no talking, man.
You do not have to corner me. All you gotta do is tell me where the fuck you gonna be at, boy.
God almighty.
I will tell you, dog.
You tell me where you gonna be at, and if I can get up there,
away,
that's right. I'm gonna make a trip up there just to put foot square in your ass, so you stop
damn
coming on these fucking shows. Come on these goddamn shows, hey man. Who that snowing, man? So you stop coming on these damn shows, pump faking by what you
oh,
gonna
no.
do?
Oh no, who's that? Them out.
Captain and Cano.
I already made up my mind, dog, that I wasn't doing no more talking until I can do the walking.
All right, I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
Tell that dick, that ball sucking ass baby the same thing.
Damn.
He doesn't suck. He sucks balls. He doesn't call everybody
make
name
sure
on him.
Make sure they motherfuckers.
Look at
them.
Make sure they clean.
Nigga, you ain't suck nothing clean in your life, motherfucker. Don't start now. Now you want them clean. Now you trying to be
make
real
sure,
nice and
clean.
Neat, motherfucker.
Make sure the motherfucker clean. Make sure the motherfucker clean. So I don't want no sweaty balls. I don't want no
oh,
sweaty
balls. Come
no
on, man. Hey, baby. Why you don't want no...
Now get that out.
Why you don't want no musty balls in yours, musty?
Oh, man.
Hey, man, who the fuck is that sleep on the goddamn show, man?
Yeah, they sleep.
Damn, Uncle Larry, Big Eddie, y'all goddamn got the motherfucker sleep on the show? Cut that motherfucker off and block his goddamn number so he can't call back no more. Sorry. Bad breath, motherfucker.
My.
That's gonna sound like
you
got retarded timing in it.
Tonight at 8 p.m. Come back to live show with Uncle Larry and Mr. Fellowship. Now I get a mud bone text. Now after you done told me he did this shit last week.
Mm-hmm.
Who that unmuted my phone?
I muted your motherfucking phone. Why motherfucker unmute your phone?
I heard my phone say unmuted. Man, this motherfucker here going dead head to sleep.
Yeah, they goes to sleep on the show now. Go to sleep. Look at him. This is Matty.
Oh man! Sound like he in high gear. Sound like he in high gear,
shorty. What he is? She high gear like a motherfucker. Man, it's snowing like a motherfucker.
Oh man,
where's snowing at, man? Where's snowing at?
Shit, I ain't even look out the window.
I guess she is. I'm in the city. It's snowing like a motherfucker. Oh,
yeah,
it is.
No, man.
It is a snow, shawty.
Man, snowing like a motherfucker.
It is a snow, shawty.
It's done snowing. What do you mean? It done snow. Shit, it's still here.
Snowing like a...
Stick your head out there. I bet you look like you got some gray hair, goddammit.
It ain't going to last long. It'll probably be melted by in the morning. In the morning.
I can believe that, but it's sure snowing.
Look at
them cars. I bet it's snow on them cars.
Snowing like what?
It's snowing heavy.
No, Probably is
Banana Food. I don't know what we're doing. Who's that lady in there, who's that lady in there talking about? Uncle Larry got a girlfriend?
Oh, Lord.
Uncle Larry, you got a girlfriend?
I got a wife. What do you know about a girlfriend?
I don't know now. That sounds like a young woman back there. Sounds like she's about 20 years old.
Oh, no. She's 20, but she's a young woman.
Uncle Larry, don't come back being a player, man. He left out here, old man, come back a player, man.
Yeah.
So y'all gotta do.
This one hit. They all been around. Shit. Said Hector was a pup.
Uncle Larry just dressed it up. He'll finish that some dirty shit. He dressed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Larry's slick, boy. He dressed it up.
Hey, what is all the boys are saying that the fastest car is going to come out of the Midwest this year, man. Is that true?
Well, like I said, a set of lips will say anything, Uncle Ed.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, I can't say that what a set of lips will say. Uncle Lips,
okay.
A set of lips said Lowrider was going to be out, too. So, you know.
Dang.
Take that with a grain of salt. A set of lips said Big Red was going to be out. Take that with a grain of salt. A set of lips said Mudbone was going to raise somebody. Take that with a grain of salt.
He did raise somebody. A set of lips said,
and we ain't talking about last year, man. Y'all raised one time last year. Y'all stole a money.
This year ain't started for us this year. This year ain't started for us yet, man.
Stop me when I lie then.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you ain't raised nobody this year. Stop me when I lie.
No, you ain't lying.
All right.
Keep on going. Keep going.
I ain't got to keep going. I'm tired.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we sure appreciate you coming on, living us up, man. We appreciate that.
I got excited when I heard Uncle Larry. I got excited, man.
Sure good to hear y'all be able to interact with y'all again. Sure is.
Class off, man.
For life. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
We'll try to bring some action this year. Hope that Chicago mm-hmm. join in with us and do their thing.
Yeah, man. Please do something, man. Do something.
That's up. Do like me.
Go out there and get your ass whooped. At least you're out there racing. You can't get whooped unless you're out there racing.
That's right.
You got a point there.
Damn sure right about that. I mean, if I get my ass whooped, it won't be the first time.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make it the last, but we know that ain't going to never happen.
You can't talk up no wind.
Clock's mm-hmm. off, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Anybody else want to come on, Hollow?
Yep. Come on with it. It's 10:24. Come on now.
Yeah, you'll be in the majority. You come on out of all the non-racing people in there, so come on in there. You'll be in the majority. don't feel, you ain't got to feel like the long ranger because you in the majority. A whole bunch of non-racing people
on
there.
Not the Kemosabe.
Y'all ain't saying about chemo. Y'all ain't even saying,
who?
Y'all ain't saying about chemo.
Who?
They said chemo ain't even got a car. Chemo.
Chemo, they say chemo got a car. I ain't seen it, but they say he got a car. Ask Shorty.
Mm-hmm.
You believe him? I'm glad Shorty found time to come on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Shorty, come on, man. And he get to talking and people be talking about something. Man, Shorty took over the show. Well, goddamn, y'all motherfuckers won't say nothing. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
How you going to complain about somebody else taking over the show and you won't hit the one button?
Come on there and help him. Come help him take it over.
Well, there you go.
Well.
Goddamn, Eddie, you won't be able to go to the parade tomorrow then, huh?
Parade?
But they always,
ain't no,
they always let the clown, they
no
always let the clown in the parade.
I ain't no goddamn Irishman, no leprechaun, man. Do I look like a motherfucking leprechaun?
Yes, indeed. Anybody else out there, Eddie?
Well, they out there, but ain't nobody else raised their hand, Uncle Larry.
Oh, man, they might well come on in and fellowship and enjoy themselves, at least speak.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, what's happening?
There we go. Brother Mark, how you feel?
Hey, I've been skinnier, but otherwise I'm all right. How y'all doing today?
Hanging in there.
That's good, man. I'm glad you're back, yeah. Uncle Larry. I'm glad you're back, bring a little stability to this grudge racing world and the fellowship and it just going on.
Yes, sir.
I was a little nervous when I first tuned in. I thought I was listening to Brokeback Racing, but I'm glad everything is stabilized.
Brokeback Racing.
Wow.
Brokeback Racing?
Well, I heard conversations of sexual parts being distributed.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Not the sexual healing.
And I said the Brokeback Mountain has been adapted over to grudge racing. I said, I hope not. I hope I'm just hearing things.
You know, I love cowboy movies. Well, somebody told me what that movie was about before I got a chance to see it. I ain't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm. You ain't missed nothing. You ain't missed
nothing. Mhm. Oh, Brother Padre still on here?
Padre always support for the today, and he ain't went nowhere. Where you at, Padre?
Okay. He might have been on D-line. I think D fell off.
Yeah, he fell off. When they told him what ball won't be ready for about 5 years, he probably fell out.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. He probably fell out. Not all. He fell out.
Hey, where my buddy? My buddy been on the
day. Who that?
Preacher boy.
No, he ain't been on the last couple of nights.
I think he in the shop getting his leg put back on.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. Not the rehab.
Yep.
Call and check him.
Said somebody got caught in the rain out there the last week in the truck and his leg rusted out. They had to polish it up and
oh,
it God
damn.
No.
Oh, not the spit shine.
Hey, well, the last couple of weeks, no preacher boy, no Terrio. Yeah, this week basically everybody been silent, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, well, them days is getting longer now. It's time to open up them garage doors and let them things breathe a little bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we supposed to spring ahead tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our head.
That's what messed us up. They already sprung the clock ahead on the board, but they didn't spring the clock ahead for us. It took an hour away from us, so if the show don't keep going, it's going to be cutting off in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But
hey,
it sounds like
it's
ready to cut off anyway.
What was the subject for today? I tuned in kind of late.
We did too.
Okay. Any latest updates on the event coming up, Eddie? On the shootout?
Well, everything's still the same except for the 16th and the 17th, and also, like I say, y'all can hang around for the 18th too. Track will be open. Father's Day weekend. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anybody want to be interested in it? In the shootout? $10,000 payout, 29s and under. $5,000 payout for daily drivers. You can see Vaughn about the 29s under. And you can see Jeremiah about the daily drivers. That's all.
But
hope y'all come.
Can you really
get involved? Can you what?
Can you really call them daily drivers, or can you call them super daily drivers? Because
call
like my car,
call
my car is a daily driver, bone stock 98.
Your car is a family car.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's compared to a Hellcat or one of these 6.2
and they can
Camaros.
Do the, they can do the same thing with their car as you do with your car. They can do the same thing with their car as you do with your car. They just spend a little more money in their car to make it run faster than your car.
Okay.
You can take your chances to get in there. It don't mean they say the faster car don't always win.
Mm-hmm.
But don't try to extort the game because you want to be cheap, motherfucker. Just sit down.
I'm just questioning the rules. I ain't trying to extort.
Ain't no need to question it. They can do the same thing with their cars. You can do it too.
Hold up, Eddie. What rule you questioning? Which rule are you questioning?
Right.
No, I'm just trying to see where I fit in with which I don't.
No. You question the rule. What rule you think is not a daily driver rule?
Just say, like I say, my car, man. My car old stock ass.
Is your car on the rules? Is your car on the rules?
Dose slammer. Bone stock dose slammer. But
no.
Compare
is your car any rules? What rule are you protesting? What rule are you protesting?
I'm not protesting any rule. I'm just saying it's
well,
going to be a category for a
super daily
man,
driver
like
car.
Me.
What the hell you talking about then? Just because you got a slow ass car don't mean everybody else's car got to be slow.
Damn.
I didn't say that with a dog.
My point I'm making, you said, are they daily drivers or super daily drivers? If they meet the rules,
yeah, that
was
what I'm saying. As far as my, what I mean, as far as my Camaro, just say a stock car.
We're not going with individual cars. We're going with the daily driver rules. If it's a group of cars,
mm-hmm.
If your car fit them, good. If you don't, still good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what wrong with everybody looking at the rules and said, instead of saying that, not trying to jump on you about it, but you saying
right.
You don't like. Like the cars only fast or they out of the league or what? I mean, what are we protesting?
No, I'm just saying, is there going to be some kind of category for somebody like a car like mine? Mine, I can't sit next to no bone stock ass Hellcat with this bone stock ass 98 Camaro. I don't stand a chance.
I mean, it's just a waste of money. I'm just throwing away some money just to participate. I'm just trying to see. Now, if there's a bunch of things that really
win.
In my class, I'm with that all the way.
Get in where you fit in.
Always win.
Get in where you fit in.
Yep, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you ain't said nothing wrong now.
I'll tell you what I do. I'll make a class. I put $500 on a class. You guarantee me 8 cars. I put $500 in a class and pay $500 out of my pocket.
Willie, that's a challenge. I'm gonna see what I can do.
Yeah. See, cause not trying to be nasty, but when you get on a national show and say that stops some other people from wanting to get in a class because
that's
you're trying
right.
to say the class is over.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell them.
My intention is not to sway nobody else from their decision.
Oh,
I'm just saying
yeah.
something based on, what the lack
but
of firepower that I got.
Mm-hmm. But you do, though, when you say that. You do that. You don't realize it. You really be hurting it. You be hurting the car count when you say that. And see, everybody can do just like you. You look at the rules. If you don't think you can run with them guys, just don't even worry about it. Don't even put no car down.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't worry about it. That's all I'm saying.
Right, right. I got you on all that. But I still, if something can be figured out where I can play, I'm game to play. That's what I'm saying. I'm game to participate and play.
Well, what you got to do is get you some rules for to get 8 people in, with some rules in the same class with you. I'll put $500 on it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to see what I can come up with. I like that, Willie. I like that, dog. I like that.
Down in the so I want to see them guys have a good show, man. I want them guys to have a good show.
Yeah, okay. Man.
Well, you know I'm going to be there supporting it 100%, 110%.
What's the entry fee, Big Eddie?
$500.
Ooh, shit. Okay. I guess $500 on the head, dude.
$500, $5,000 payout.
Yes, sir.
If we don't get but 10 cars, we got to come up off of that.
Mm-hmm.
We hope we get more than 10 cars. Same thing for the 29 and smaller. Yeah, right.
Well, not to hurt you though, but goddamn it, I'm gonna leave that alone. I'll talk to you on the back line.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, dog. I might have had it wrong for the daily driver. Let me look at that.
I was going
to
say, if you try to make
up,
the racers pay for their own race, that ain't worth a damn.
No, I ain't paying for their own race. They.
Well, if you make them pay
like I said, we got to
have. You're paying $5,000. If you get 10, it's $500. How much is that?
No.
That's $5,000.
That ain't right. That ain't right, dog.
I
know it's half.
That don't sound right, but I ain't trying to knock your hustle, but that don't sound good.
No. It's $250 for the daily drivers. $250.
All right, you need 20 of them here for $5.
Right. And I think what we're doing is if you at least get 10, we're going to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's same thing. It's $500 for the 29s and under. Smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that's a $10,000 payout. You know, we ain't got enough people coming yet.
Everybody want big payouts, but they don't want to help pay it. What you do is
right.
just have to do an entry fee and put maybe $2,000 or $3,000 on top of it, whatever it is. That's how you do that shit. Instead of saying a guarantee $5,000 payout. That's the way to do that shit.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is early, so. We'll figure it out before time.
Right,
well, before
tweak it.
Time.
Tweak it.
Yeah.
Gotta tweak
we got to
tweak
it a little bit. We got to tweak
yeah.
it. We're going to
fine tune
it. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea, though, dog. That's a good idea.
They fell off and couldn't get back in. Bubba D and them fell off and couldn't get back in. They back in now, though.
Hey, Becky.
Okay. Oh, man.
Yeah, I got the four horsemen back. The horsemen.
Oh, Lord, if I had a dough that I didn't
want. Oh, shit.
Lord.
Ain't heard Tim House. Tim House must not be on here tonight, because...
Who wants some of these?
Big money.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want nothing.
Oh, man.
Up. Every time y'all hear something on here, y'all fall in love, man. Good Lord.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
So, Will.
Somebody finna get fucked up.
Somebody gonna tell you, dog. We are 100% sure that the four husbands are coming.
Well, I don't know about the four husbands, but I know all that damn noise that y'all just bought there. All that damn noise y'all just bought there.
I don't know who is. Need that damn noise. 100% sure, dog.
Yeah, I was opening up a package, baby. That was me.
Hey, man, y'all want to hear something? Y'all remember the magnums? Hey, dog.
Huh?
You remember here a few years back when Wick's son, old lady was pregnant and that baby got shot? When the baby got shot while she was in her mother's belly?
Wick, whatever. Yeah.
His grandbaby, man, that Jibba sent me a picture of the other day. That Jibba, so, she's so big and pretty, boy. I said, look at my baby. That Jibba, know she's going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw on Facebook. I saw a picture they did on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, she be cloudy, boy. We sent me a picture of the other day. I said, look at her.
She survived the bullet, Brady?
Man,
yeah.
I think she got shot in the head, too.
Yeah, in the wounds, kid.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, she's so pretty, man.
Wow.
He keep me up on pictures. He always sends me some pictures of her. But I'm a goddaddy.
Hmm.
But he sent me three or four pictures the other day.
How old is she now?
I think she's four or five years old now.
Yeah, she ain't got no disabilities or nothing, dude.
No, nothing. I can see that. Disability of whooping on wigs, jumping on wigs.
Good God, oh my. That's a miracle, yeah, baby.
Man, yes, sir. That's what it is.
Yeah, man.
God is good, boy.
Well, when she get old, I hope down. Well, I can't say they're going to add it from them, but damn.
Yeah.
That's rough, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, who got all that noise, man?
And me.
Yeah, come on there, Skinny. If you go to get your tennis gear, come on, man.
I was fiddling around.
Come on, man.
I was fiddling, sadly.
Yeah, man,
that's a miracle within itself, man, that she survived. Miracle, man.
So the time jumped back. The time jumped back tonight, right? At 2 o'clock.
Go up.
Mm-hmm. It go up. It move forward.
It don't jump back. I mean, it don't move forward.
No,
it
we lose.
Back.
No,
it
move our
move
sleep,
forward,
dog.
Man.
We lose
our
sleep.
Remember the saying? Oh yeah, it go forward. That's right.
Fall back.
If I fall back, stream forward. You're right. My bad. Damn. I'm going to lose a damn hour of sleep. Damn.
Not necessarily. If you go to bed early, you won't.
I'm in the bed now.
Yeah,
he's going to
lose. You won't even know.
Yeah,
you don't even know you missed an hour of sleep.
You
won't even know you missed it.
He going to miss it out, kid, because he going to be all the night tossing and turning. The four horsemen.
Oh, hey, I was dreaming about Lowrider, and it was a nightmare.
It's going to be a nightmare.
It was a scary movie. You know, kid, all them scary movies, all them monsters, what are they, kid?
Fake.
I got scared and turned the covers over. All I had to do, kid, was turn the TV off and it was gone.
Oof. It'll go away. Lord have mercy.
Talking
to
say the trash
kid.
You
hear?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now, Brother D, since Brother D like to preach the gospel, he knows, he said, God only hears sincere promises, sincere prayers. No, now, he over there praying for Lowrider to come out the shop. That's not a sincere prayer.
Oh, man.
That's not a sincere prayer there. An unmiracle, something that never happened. Yeah, kid, it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow. I need to find me a new girlfriend to lay up tomorrow with while it's raining, kid.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I got about 1,000 movies that I ain't watched, and 1,000 more on the Fire Stick I don't want to watch. I'm just all messed up with movies. I ain't got the heart to tell my bootleg man I don't need no more movies. Every week I got some new movies, man. I don't need no damn more movies. I got too many damn movies no matter what.
You watch Creed 3 yet, dog?
Who?
Creed 3.
Oh no, it's
the
out now.
Movie.
I can watch.
Yeah.
It's out.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go cue that up now, man, and shit. I'm going to go cue that up now.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one there. Pretty good. Let me go and cue that up right now. See if I find it. Lowrider. Let me see. Hold up. Lowrider 3. I'm fine with that.
Oh, man.
There's no such thing in existence.
Oh, man.
Okay, what about Mudbone 2? I'm sorry.
Oh man. Not Mudbone 2.
The Four Horsemen will be looking for you, dog.
The Four Horsemen, they said they broke up when Arn Anderson and all of them died.
Man,
this,
no. Oh,
Arn
man,
Anderson,
not Arn Anderson. Not Ric Flair. Lord have mercy.
Ric Flair too damn old.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty Rhodes didn't want to be with him.
Just
oh, man.
Horses,
he got
some. Refrigerator, when you get a minute, send me that shirt. Give me a picture of that shirt.
I hate y'all. I hate y'all putting Fire Joe into that because he's Fire Joe. If for real, though. He might cook. He might put some poison in them ribs.
Oh, man. Not the baby back.
We're going to teach you well. We're going to teach you well. We're going to make sure you eat. We're going to just hook you up in your home with
a broke pocket and empty stomach. Let me see if I talk to Alexa.
Oh, man. Not Alexa.
God almighty. You're out here, kid.
Alexa, Creed,
mm-hmm.
Creed 3.
You're out here, man. That joke is hard-headed, kid.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather used to always tell me to fill the hard head with a soft ass.
That's what they said.
Yep.
You go ahead and drip a fan up the whole time.
Alexa, Creed 3.
No, I sent that fire shit when I first got it.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. I said, put in the movie Deep Throat.
Oh, man, not the Deep Throat.
And they told you something. They said, you were nasty or something.
They put in the movie.
Tweed dog. Is that dog going weird here? I'm telling you, dog.
Oh, man. Not Damien.
Man, we're going to put something on the wheelchair, man. We're going to put some of this man the doctor can't get off of. It's doing good outside, Keith. I just looked out the window.
Y'all see that?
Creed 3.
He said, how about Alexa?
Told y'all it was snowing good out there.
Y'all see? Shorty, you going to the parade tomorrow?
What parade?
Oh, man, St. Patrick's Day parade, man, on 103rd and Western.
I don't know nothing about it. Nope.
Man, they had that motherfucker today. They had that motherfucker tomorrow. They had that motherfucker today. Late.
Yeah, I know they turned the water green today.
Yeah, you late. They had that shit today. Them motherfucking Irish motherfuckers get drunk like a motherfucking Jerry Beast, goddamn, was Irish, goddamn. Jerry Beast was my motherfucking granddaddy, goddamn. That motherfucking
Jerry Beast ain't your goddamn granddaddy, nigga. Stop lying, nigga.
Give me 144. Give me 144 and told me to take my black ass to school. Guess what I did? Came out that motherfucker's office. He took my black ass.
Shut up.
You lying, bitch? The man gave me a check for 144. Told me to go to school, nigga. Man, you a lying son of a gun. You a lying son of a gun.
We're going to talk to Hooper Old Dog. Hey, Dog.
Yo. Yo.
When that beard tell you lose it, you going to post it on your page.
No, because by that time, Facebook will be out of style by then.
Damn.
I didn't want to know where one of these hits going to get a hold of you as you're going to post it. So make sure Coco be there to see this. I'll make sure my hitman be there to see it.
I don't believe shit.
I told Brett Tim, he's going to put it on you.
Are you able to reach out to Kino Popular before we talk about those
things? He's going to take the same raise from Cal City. You took some keyboard to the everything in racing. He's going to get it to Cal City. Look at that. He won't stop, look at that. How are you? He thought he wanted and didn't want. It'll be just like Kumo D did LL. LL said, Mama said, knock you out. Kumo D hit him with a death blow. Said that right there. Said, figure out what real gonna put on it, dog. They got some black rims on the dog or chrome rims. What you think?
Whatever you think. Lonely. You can put some center lines on there if you want
them.
He ain't gonna do right by Joe. He is not gonna do right.
Hey, D, walk over there and put some Cialis in the tank and see what that will that get it up.
Oh man,
I get it though. I hear you. I'm gonna call Bubba Cole. Call BC. See what he got to say about this. They call the horseman out there in Texas, man. I'll see what he got to say. He might bet with you. Yeah, he ain't got good sense. I called a horseman down there in Texas. He gonna bet with you.
I don't know about y'all, fellas, but I'm getting tired. I gotta get off here. I gotta go to sleep. I'm tired, guys.
Hey, now before you go to sleep, what if hypothetically speaking, if Low Rider come out and you grab Low Rider, blow your ass out?
Hold on, it's not gonna be no what if. It's gonna be when. Ain't no what if. He gonna get it.
I tell you what I'm gonna do. I was planning on retiring this year. If Low Rider beat me, I won't come to the track for at least 2 years. I won't even go to the track.
Hey, brother, you be hard.
No. See, I don't really, I'm not going to hold a bitter because I want my brother at the track. Yeah, I have fun with the track. But Pat Joe already told me. Brother Nettie told me. Brother Tim already said he going to say something like that. Yeah, I told him, I said, I want him at the track, so we're going to take that bet there, though. Yeah, but he won't stop. See, he just had to put himself in the line of fire. Gonna put this beard on him.
That wit had shame face. Wit had shame face because he thought Pat Joe was a joke. And then when Pat Joe showed up and showed out, he said, "I don't want none of that." That man got on dog show.
Mm-hmm.
the only thing about that though, baby, you can't.
I was cracking up laughing.
But you can't rag because see, anytime a man tell the truth, he just told the truth. He thought he wanted some of it till he seen it. He opened his ears. That's too much for me. I can't hold that against him. You know, he told the truth about that. I want that. He don't. My brother dog don't want to tell the truth. He don't want to come up and let y'all know he don't want them problems. So when he's forced to put that beard on him.
That man was talking all kind of crap about Pat Joe and this and that and this. And then when Pat Joe showed up to let that break up, guess what happened then? I was cracking up laughing. He said, I don't want none of that. I know you don't.
Rick, not on that now. You can't tell about a man that don't want to defend himself, man. You ready to get him on. You can't tell about a man that can't defend himself. Yeah, say that for the mob, baby. You wrong. You can't defend himself today.
That old dog was hollering shorty. He was hollering shorty. He was hollering shorty. He was hollering on Facebook. Shorty. I just showed up. He said, I don't want none of that. Go get my tail knocked loose.
The truth, baby, a lot of them said, when he showed up there. And what he just went, a lot of them said, It wasn't just Rick that bagged up. It was a collective bargain, yeah. There was a lot of them that said, he ain't where I thought he was. What happened again? See, we know it's power with numbers, see? It's power with numbers. That's why we come in so deep. I'm
playing the guy.
Dog, you chew with the baby dog already. No, he just, you know, put on the front for the show. He already know, you know.
See, that's the best thing. That's
give him,
the best
give him
thing.
The back, man.
I think, hey, brother D, I think that's the best thing in the world, knowledge. If you got knowledge, guess what? Leave the people alone, man.
You get dog on the back line, dog tell you, ain't that right, dog?
He going to sleep. He going to sleep. He say he's tired.
All right, Ed.
What is up you, Uncle? I ain't call it.
There are a thousand letters
on you.
Yeah. I'm trying to go to sleep. Uncle Larry and Big Eddie in this show. I'm tired. Ain't nobody talking to me.
Wait a minute. Who talking dog? Who talking dog? Who talking?
Two unknown guys. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Okay, Larry, go to end the show.
Yeah, well, I worry about y'all gonna know that
a healthy man wants 1,000 things. A sick man only wants one.
Well, everybody on the show, everybody that came on the show, I want to thank each and every one of you all tonight. And the love is the same. Ain't nothing changed. You know, Clocked Off organization is trying to do some good things for 23. And we got a few extra added things that we, you know, added in and so far and so on. And I want to try to bring things back, you know. I don't want to say just to the Midwest. I want to say all over the world. Say it that way because that's what the brothers have vowed to do with whatever it is that they got to do in order to make this thing be a success. So I want to say God bless each and every one of you all, Dog, B, Baby Boy, Eddie, and all the rest of the people that's just sitting on the show. I want to say God bless each and every one of you all. Hey, Eddie, you know what to count me out on, man. I ain't got to say it.
Hey, you know, at this hour, we can't play no music.
I know it. I know it. It's over. It's good one. Y'all continue on with other than that. I've been at the show, so I'm getting ready to get off here, y'all, so I can go on and lay back and relax. Y'all take care. Love y'all. And God bless each and every one of y'all. My prayers stay with y'all until the end.
Love, peace, and soul.